Yo.
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 There's one.
Yeah, where's the other one? Where's... I ain't gonna say no names.
I guarantee this nigga's somehow not gonna be able to...
Bro, his shit's probably tweaking, I bet.
Yo, you know your new logo?
Yeah, what about it?
I have that same exact thing saved on my other phone as a background wallpaper.
Bro, tell me that shit ain't dope as hell.
That shit is fire. Yeah, what is this nigga doing, bro?
I have no clue.
We can't start without this nigga, so we're just gonna sit here talking about nothing, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. The least he could do is answer us, you know what I'm saying?
Right, bro.
It's like, I don't think he knows what to do.
I told you he's somehow not going to be able to figure this shit out, bro. Well, while we wait for him, this nigga, bro.
Oh, my God.
Always something. First things first, I want to shout out the homie from Jordan.
Yes, of course. Always.
Always. And I guess we can talk about the fact that starting here on out, every episode that you see from us, it will be a different standard, a higher standard than what it has been throughout the years. And there will be different types of episodes entirely. And I think the best way to kind of start to understand what we mean by that is to look at some of our more recent uploads and the shorter ones. They're more generalized and centric to one topic instead of how we've been doing it, where we'll do like maybe a 2-hour episode where we talk about everything that's going on in that time. Mm-hmm. We will still have them, but there will also be episodes where it is strictly about one topic. For
example, we're trying to be like more structured, you know? Mm-hmm. Like just like make like more of it than like do this more than, you know, just for like fun and games, you know what I'm saying? Like actually try and take it a little bit serious. Not that we're gonna go crazy, like, you know, this is our job and shit like that, but nah, you know, just to like make something that is respectable, you know, not just a mess. Not that I'm saying like ours was a mess, but we were pretty much everywhere. We had no organization. We just want to be organized a little bit better, you know what I'm saying?
And I want to say quickly that we have promised multiple times that we would fix our upload schedule, and that still isn't something that we just gave up on, but I think we won't say we have any sort of permanent upload schedule until things really start to get put in motion.
Mm-hmm. Also, another thing that we have yet to mention is there's another person here.
Yeah. I think before we get into anything, I told this person here, I told them yesterday or the day before yesterday that they have been mentioned on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but let's just
point out, say the same thing.
Yeah, so because I've said this multiple times on the podcast, if I say something, it isn't like if I said it, I am confident enough that I could have said it in any media in any form. So I just want to point out the fact that, so you know, and so everybody who's listening knows that we have mentioned you on the podcast before, and I have said things that were not necessarily the nicest of things to be said at all times. And you can go back every episode that has you mentioned in it, which I think is only like two, maybe three. And those are just like one story of the episode. You can go back. They're still up. I didn't take them down. I didn't cut the segments. You can listen to them yourself. I mentioned the story about the fucking... I can't remember all of who was there, but it was Kat, Carly, and the other girl. And
we were in the car, bro? In the car?
Yeah, I told them the dead nigger story.
when they cut him off. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I mentioned that story again in passing another episode, I believe. And then I think our most recent episode, you are also mentioning.
Yeah, but that one we were talking about.
Communication.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? But,
and that one was about a certain somebody, and you just happened to be brought up. You know what I'm saying?
You were brought up as an example.
Well, example is now on the podcast, so.
Yeah, that's what your name got to be, the example. The example.
That's kind of fire. I'm not going to lie. The example is kind of fire.
I kind of go with it. The example.
The example is kind of fire. I'm not going to lie.
So the prince, the example. In blue.
I've changed my
universe list. 7.
So yeah. For any of you wondering and guessing who is this guy, I'm only gonna say his first name.
Hey, this is
this is the Cade or Mason. I can't remember which we referred to him as on the podcast.
I think we referred to him as Mason, so we didn't say his real name.
We were young back then, that's why.
Yeah. we were all into that government shit, you know, no government shit.
Didn't want to give out my real name, but just had to give out my government. That's how it did.
Yeah, didn't want to give out what he goes by, but we had to give out his government name.
Yeah.
Government issued.
Yeah, not what my street credit is, what my social security is.
Well, hey, man, I wasn't really fucking with you back then.
I wasn't either, fucking with myself. Shit.
Yeah,
you gotta grow up. You gotta learn.
But you know, sometimes. Funny enough, that's not the first time I've heard that. The reason you were mentioned in passing in the last episode as an example is because me and Jamie were talking about people like Christian. And funny enough,
hey, no names.
I don't give a fuck, bro. The first time me and Christian started talking again, that is something similar to what he said. Is like when all that shit was going down, he wasn't fucking with himself either. So it's
more of a when you have an urge of self-loathing towards yourself, you find yourself doing stupid shit, such as he did stupid shit, I did stupid shit, hell, presidents have done stupid shit.
It's yeah, just, but Christian did the dumbest fucking thing ever.
And then he did it again.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he went for a twofer. He went for a twofer. I'm trying to avoid.
Wait, that. I'm confused on the twofer.
We'll talk about it later.
Is it? Hold on. I just want to ask this: is it the same person or two different?
I don't think so. That's the thing, is I don't fully know because he stopped. So he stopped talking immediately once I started questioning, bro.
Yeah, there's no the full intel on that. This.
Yeah.
It's going to be he say, she say, and he
can. That's basically what it is. I can get multiple answers, but I won't know unless this nigga gets ready to tell me itself. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to point that out so that, because we were talking about communication before, and one of the main things I said is that if you guys had communicated differently throughout all of this, even after some of the actions, like Christian, okay, maybe no matter what he said, maybe there wasn't any help in that. Oh, but for you, if you had communicated differently, things probably would have ended a lot differently. So I just wanted to point that out so that, because it kind of goes into what I was saying in the prior episode.
Well, there's always different universes out there, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I mean, I'm stuck in this one. And so far, I became the example. You know,
yeah, that's why you're the example.
You don't become this from not doing stupid decisions.
Buddy, you made the most.
Yeah. I remember in high school where they used to think I was a spec kid. Everybody,
yep. Oh yeah.
Yep.
I used to tell people you were spec.
Well, it got me free shit.
Yo, listen, bro. I remember when me and Kay would go and meet people, people would literally ask me if it was spec.
Well, sometimes me and Jamie would go along with it. Like,
Kay would ask.
I'd just be like, hey, friend, what y'all doing?
And then I would say stuff like, hey, bronchitis?
Bronchitis? I got bronchitis. You got bronchitis, friend?
K, chicken leg piece.
Chicken leg piece. Yeah, that's got me suspended before. I've refused to bring that back.
He's like a dog, bro, and I gotta give him a treat. I give him a treat, he does a trick.
See, the sad thing is, even a resource officer sat me down. He said, I don't even want to pat you down, dog. Do you understand what I'm saying right now? And I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, Yes, officer, I understand completely.
Completely.
Yeah, you want to go through my bag? Oh, you found a vape? That's not mine.
You remember that one time, bro, that you got into that car and it was hitting somebody's vape, and I was just standing right outside the car, and it was cold, bro. So
nah, like, I saw the air. Girl, the vape.
I was, yeah, bro, but they tried to say that I was vaping in the parking lot. I didn't even have a vape on me, bro.
And we kept telling them to pull up the footage, and they wouldn't.
Yeah, I was like, then let me see it. I was I was not vaping.
Good old Mr. Weiss.
Yeah, and that dude sound like y'all fuck, I'm cold, bro.
Nah, he's like, y'all smoking in the parking lot.
Yeah, bro, thought we was like doing something bad, but nah, we was just cooling.
There's another thing.
It's crazy to think we all three live in different states now, though.
Bro, if you cut me off again,
what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You're do nothing.
I'm gonna put your face in the dirt, bro.
You're do nothing. You're do nothing. Look at you. You do nothing. You're doing absolutely nothing.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is that?
I just want to point out, though, because like I said, even though these episodes take so long to come out, somehow each episode plays into the one prior. Like, we just have a talent for doing that. And like I said, in communication, Cade being here now is also a show of testament to, like, there is time and chance for change. It is just a matter of whether or not you take action in that time.
Yeah, he's got to have the willpower to do it.
Because it's not, people aren't going to wait on you to change forever. But it's not something that people are always 100% in denial of. Like, there will be somebody who you think, like, no, there's no chance in hell. But if you take action, there could be a chance.
Yeah,
but if
you do nothing, you could become that man. It's all about a mindset. And you gotta keep it as a mindset and make that your priority. Like with me, I needed to move out. I wanted to move out. I didn't know anything about moving out, but I had to at least take the risk. It's all about taking risk. You're gonna fall a couple times, but it's up to your ass to get back up. If you don't get back up, then you're lazy.
It's not even that you're lazy, bro. And there's nothing. Listen, bro. Sometimes you fail and you don't get back up. Understand that it's not about getting back up. It's about when you get back up. Like, you can sit there, bro. Like, listen, bro. We all know, you know, living in this world, it's a cruel place. Everything down to fucking insurance. That's just to go to the fucking hospital and drive a car to get to work back and forth. You know, it's a cruel fucking world.
Amen.
People get beat the fuck up every day. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna get beat the fuck up. You're gonna get knocked the fuck down, and you may not get back up.
Yeah,
but you just—it's not about giving up, bro. You just give everything you got to your cause.
Well, the only way
you got to your cause.
Well, look at Tony Ferguson. He trained hard. He picked somebody that trades harder than anybody that we've ever known, and he still lost. But he's still gonna fight again.
He's not done, bro. He's not done.
That's just the thing. You gotta be that dog. You gotta have that dog in you. Exactly.
The only way to live is to fight. Truly, the only way to experience what living is to fight over and over and over again. And even while you are in peace, you may still be fighting.
And listen, another thing is, I was hearing these quotes and I heard, strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men, and then weak men creates hard times.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is something that you can live by. Understand that it's a cycle. And, you know, I never want to be a part of a cycle. So,
do you know the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over again. Exactly. And expecting different, doing the same thing
over and over again, and expecting something a to different change. Answer.
Yeah.
Well, like Mike Tyson said, people would never know how tortured I had to be to become this gentle. You got to go through violent shit to become a peaceful person, and a peaceful person often goes through violent shit.
Not even just to become a peaceful person, but just to find peace in life in itself. You have to dig through violence.
Yeah, no, I don't like it when people say, I just don't love You gotta find ways to love yourself before you can love anybody else or put work into anything else. You
well, I'm not 100% in agreement with that.
Yeah, it's all based off of experience.
Well, let's get into the topic, y'all.
Okay.
Best open the notebook.
So, first things first, because I think we might have mentioned this in the last episode, but the new Godzilla trailer. So, I just want to voice really quickly. This Scar King, this new big villain for this new movie. Apparently, what the creator said is that this is supposed to be like the biggest villain we've seen so far, and the most dangerous villain we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really hard time believing that.
King Ghidorah
was a Category 9, like a living Category 9 hurricane who could summon all the Titans at will by a single roar. It took nuclear burning Godzilla to destroy.
I mean, but that's Ghidorah. I think, are they saying, because technically, I don't know if Ghidorah would be considered a Titan since it was an alien. You know what I'm saying?
True. But then how would he be able to summon the Titans at all if he wasn't somehow linked with them?
So do you remember the frequency? The
frequency, something like that.
So only a few Titans had that frequency. Well, Ghidorah just happened to be able to have it too, I guess. But I mean, Ghidorah was a king. The dude literally, like you said, had a storm surrounding him.
So
they called him Monster Zero.
Ghidorah would be the enemy to enemies because it could do the same thing everybody else could do, but it's not a god.
Well, Ghidorah was, like, he was the big bad from, like, all the original, was it Shoho? I'm not too sure, but, like, yeah, all the original Godzilla movies, like, the big bad was Ghidorah, you know what
Ghidorah,
I'm saying?
Ghidorah three-head.
Yeah,
he's yeah, Ghidorah is the three-headed golden dragon.
And electric.
So yeah, he has electric powers.
An interesting fact about Ghidorah, really quickly, Cade, is that each head is its own separate being with its own separate name and personality.
It's got their own will. Yeah.
The left head is Ichi, the middle head is Ni, and the right head is San. And if you pay attention to San, which the community is nicknamed Kevin, during every scene you see him in, he's doing some dumb shit. The first appearance of them, he's licking the fucking people while they're shooting at him and all
types
of shit.
Are you trying to call me Kevin?
I'm just
But okay, then how would y'all rank yourselves between the other two?
Oh, I'm me, 100%.
Jamie's pause tells me that he disagrees.
Knee is the middle one, and he is the most aggressive. I'm 100% knee.
Who's the smarts? The one all the way to the left?
It's you would yeah for the most
wouldn't
part.
It be, but... Wouldn't it be brains and bronze, and then whatever the fuck I am? I'm just Kevin.
Kevin would be like innocent until he turns into Mechagodzilla. And then he's demon time.
And then he fucks some shit, yeah. Yeah, you gotta piss me off a lot for me to really do some dumb shit.
Well, I mean, the nigga got killed and then brought back as a fucking robot. I'm pretty sure that's enough to piss anybody off.
If I came back with a system reboot, dog, hell yeah, I'd be pissed off. I gotta update myself. Indeed.
He was the one that got his head ripped off by Godzilla?
It's Kevin. That's why he came back as Mechagodzilla, because he was the only intact head.
Yeah.
So that means with Kevin and so they never share any like intellect between each other.
No. So in nature, if you've ever seen like real human conjoined twins or just natural animals that are conjoined, what happens is it's kind of like, I don't want to like, for if there's somehow someone out there that is afflicted with this, I'm sorry, but this is like scientifically pretty much what it's generally known as. It's sort of like a...
I'll be the Kevin. No one cares, bro.
It's sort of like a parasitic relationship where, say, you are starting to grow as a child or just in the embryo itself. Somehow, another embryo gets fused with the other one and they grow independently from each other and fuse into one organism, but will have sometimes sharing stomachs, two separate hearts, sharing lungs and shit like that, in a completely separate brain with a completely separate nervous system and neuron network.
What I'm saying is if he's all powerful and all three heads got some sort of ability, can't they, and he's close to God status anyway, couldn't he like have telekinetic powers between all three heads? Like, no.
Well, this is what I was saying. In nature, in these, like, even when there are twins, if you look at identical twins that aren't even conjoined, a lot of them share some type of unexplainable connections, unexplainable mental connection. Like, so, exactly. So for conjoined twins, it's been studied to be even stronger. And Ghidorah is a fucking alien. So while they have one body that is shared midsection and wing-wise, and they have three separate heads, every thought that is thought with one brain is transferred through every other one. But the main center head is usually in control of the body. But that doesn't mean that one head is only in control of the body and every other head is just like a dangling piece. It's all one being, but three separate entities into one being. Like a fusion.
Like Ermac.
Yes, like Ermac.
Well, I was saying the telekinetic thing as in like, like when they say Ghidorah gets into a fight, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, all three heads don't speak English and they can't talk to each other like that.
Kate, have you ever seen King of Monsters?
Like the one
they literally talk to each other in King of Monsters.
Well, I'm saying as in like the movies they put out now, none of them, like even Godzilla himself, is not gonna be like, hey, I'm gonna kill you. I'm saying, are they all locked in together, like knowing what?
No. So the Titans, it's animal behavior. The Titans understand each other. Like if you watch Godzilla versus Kong, not a single word is spoken between Godzilla and Kong. But the reason they understand each other is through body language. Ghidorah is separate because he is three entities in one body who telepathically can communicate because they care the body.
That's why I'm asking, like if one was in distress, the other one would know, like they would tell.
Well, one of them wouldn't be in distress. The whole Ghidorah itself would be in distress.
Yeah, it's just one person.
So it's like think of like Gogeta. Think of Gogeta. If Vegeta thinks separately from Goku, if Gogeta's being attacked, they're both being attacked at once.
Yeah.
So it's a simultaneous instant thing.
When Kevin got his head ripped off, the other two felt
they were already dead. No, so Godzilla, burning Godzilla, stepped on his chest, mm-hmm. and then did like two pulses, which burned away. First, it was Ichi. Ichi was trying to guard me with his wing in his head, and it killed him first. And the second one killed me because he had nothing to block him. Dude. Kevin was the last one, and he got his head ripped apart from his neck.
No. Kevin got burned to a crisp too with the Atomic Godzilla. When he lost his head was when Godzilla attacked Ghidorah in the ocean. It was like fucking him up when they dropped the hydrogen bomb. That's when he lost his head.
Kevin was the first one to lose his head.
Kevin lost his head, and then at the fight, they grew it back. Yeah, they grew it back.
When Godzilla posted Ghidorah, all right, and got rid of all three heads, do you think he went in a pecking order of strength? He like knew who he had to take out first.
He knew. What do you mean, like the head?
Did he know which head to kill first?
Yeah, like which one would pose the like greatest.
Well, you could argue he did because he went like the pulse goes for knee, but Ichi is killed because he puts his head and his wing in front. Yeah,
that's why.
Also, you could argue, no, he didn't because the pulse is just a massive pulse.
It's not really aimed. It's aimed in a direction, not at a single thing. But I mean, when Godzilla and Ghidorah fight, Godzilla uses his mouth to attack the middle one and uses his hands to hold the other two back.
And when they stare down each other, he only looks at me usually.
Yeah.
Do you think Godzilla like ever like accepted like he might get defeated?
Godzilla was getting his ass beat. He accepted being defeated. The only reason why he had that like post thing was because they set a nuke off right in front of him and he went nuclear. And he literally knocked the door.
So
yeah, and Mothra as well. Yeah,
I'm saying
he was dead, bro. Ghidorah took him up to the atmosphere and dropped his big ass.
Yo, he dropped the fuck out of that nigga.
But I'm saying that also because, like, Godzilla, he knows he's powerful. I don't know, like, if I was that strong, you know what I'm saying? If somehow, like, I got those powers, to me, I would think I'm, like, the strongest motherfucker on the planet.
Oh, well, Godzilla that's the does. Thing is, he definitely
Ghidorah
does.
Isn't from the planet. Ghidorah yeah. was brought to Earth. He's a literal alien.
Yeah, and so, don't worry, Godzilla never once turned his back from Ghidorah. He went after his ass.
Yeah, he did not think Ghidorah.
Godzilla spent the whole movie chasing after Ghidorah.
So would that mean there's a universe out there with multiple Ghidorahs since he's an alien?
No.
Yeah, I don't know about. There could be. They've never. You know what I'm saying?
No, Ghidorah. No. Usually, Ghidorah is like. Basically like a beast on a chain for an alien civilization.
So
Ghidorah is like what you said, like when you send your dog out to the woods to kill a fox. That's Ghidorah. There's usually a civilization. There's not like, but there are shows where Ghidorah is like a literal god being from another planet. So there could
Godzilla
be
Godzilla Earth.
Yeah.
He's like a god in that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is there could be in this universe, there could be multiple, but usually it's just one that is like leashed through some mysterious alien civilization.
You know, the first Mecha Godzilla was an alien robot too.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I say like, you don't really know, but usually that's not the case.
Yeah, I mean, there's only ever been one Ghidorah.
Yeah, that's true. They don't do them like they do Gigan.
Yeah, Jay, do you think Rodan's or the Mutos, but do you think Rodan's gonna be in this new movie?
Well, Rodan would probably be asleep, right?
Why would he be asleep?
Because he went from Ghidorah to Godzilla, and Godzilla knows that Rodan isn't like, he's not like a Mothra or like a Behemoth or like a fucking Stilla even. Like, he knows Rodan is far more aggressive and far more malevolent than the other Titans. So I feel like the only way Godzilla would let Rodan just casually live is if it was like a mutual, all right, you go back in that volcano and you don't come out till I need you type shit.
I honestly don't think Godzilla would give a fuck.
So you don't think he would give? You can't have Rodan flying around because you saw what he did to it. Like,
yeah, but that doesn't bother Godzilla. And Godzilla's not a bad guy, but he doesn't care what happens to the humans.
That's not this Godzilla. This Godzilla absolutely does care. He only didn't care when the humans were a part of the assault on Earth. When the humans were a part of the creation of Mechagodzilla.
Listen. This Godzilla in the Monsterverse, and you see this a lot in the Monarch, but he just goes about his business. Like, he doesn't go after humans, but he doesn't care if they get hurt or not. He's shown that many times. I mean, look, he destroyed San Francisco in 2014 Godzilla.
Well, I haven't seen the Monarch series, but I've heard from the comics where they'll do, like, after the movie, they'll release a line of comics. I've heard from the comics, usually he's going out of his way to kill a Titan because of a threat it poses to Earth. I'm not saying for the humans, I'm saying for Earth. Rodan flying itself destroys large fucking forest, trees, cities. So I don't think Godzilla would be like, yeah, you can just fly around the fucking planet all you want and destroy shit.
Well, I mean, I got two things. One, well, when Dan is flying around the city, he's destroying forests, but he's also spreading out seeds and shit. Like, he's creating stuff as well with that.
That's true. That's true.
And he's also radioactive, which is also helping with the growth. And second, Godzilla, like, the reason why he fights these Titans are because they're challenging him. They're challenging him for King of the Monsters. He's not the alpha with this Titan around. That's why he went after Ghidorah. That's why he went after the Mutos. Well, actually, the Mutos kind of goes in with your part because the Mutos exactly. are not challenging for his throne, and he still went after them.
Exactly.
But, I mean, with Kong and Ghidorah, the other two people he fought, he didn't even fight Rodan.
But he also...
He just fought the alphas.
He also became friends with Kong.
No, he's not friends with Kong. Do not get shit twisted. Kong. He's telling you right now, in this new movie, yeah, it was a mutual benefit. In this new movie, you're gonna see Kong and Godzilla fight again.
Do you think one of them?
I don't know about that.
But you think they're gonna fight again? 100% gonna fight again. Kong and Godzilla are going to fight again.
There's not even time for them to fight again. There's two main enemies in this new movie, and then there's like two other smaller enemies. There's no time for them to fight.
No, I promise you, Jay. I promise you. Mark my word. They're going to fight.
This new Titan called like Shimuru or some shit.
It's Shimo.
His name means the Godzilla that ate a star. I don't think Godzilla is going to be dumb enough to just start scrapping with Kong after fighting Scar King, whatever the fuck his name is, and then two other mini Titans, bro.
They're going to fight before they fight Scar King. They're going to fight before they fight Scar King.
There's two other Titans they have to fight before they fight Scar King.
The only way they would fight each other.
No, they only have Shimo. It's Shimo and Scar King.
No, I see the picture of like a Bat Titan or some shit.
Yeah, but that's just like a honest background Titan. Like it's not gonna hold any importance. And then I mean, there's multiple Kongs in this movie though.
So So if Godzilla chose to fight with Kong himself, don't you think that his race would defend him?
His race is enslaved by Scar King.
Yeah, and they're also in Middle Earth.
Well,
which goes to what I was saying. Kong is in Middle Earth the whole movie.
See, I just can't believe me, but when that movie comes out and you see that because it comes out in April, right?
I don't know when it comes out.
Oh fuck, dude! I hope it's April, but when that movie comes out, you're gonna see them fight. But y'all don't have to believe me. It's okay.
I just don't see a fight. That's why I can't come up with anything. Okay.
I just don't see a time where they would be able to. I'm not saying that they wouldn't be opposed to doing that. I could see them doing that. I just, in this movie, I don't see there being time for that shit.
So are you saying that they might just get annoyed at each other before everything and just try to like hash it out right there?
Kong and Godzilla, even in the last movie, they helped each other, but you can even see when they like went their separate ways, like they both mutually agreed, like, yeah, you know, we helped each other, but this shit ain't over, punk.
It was basically fuck this nigga.
Yeah, oh god, like they did not come to terms for shit with that last meeting. They're like, okay, we're not gonna do anything to each other right now, but next time we meet.
I mean, would you though?
No, I mean, none of us was that close. Godzilla was literally on the verge of death.
Dying. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like,
dude. Let me say something real quick. Huh. That Ghidorah head, bro, turned into like Bruce Lee or some shit. The way that the moves he was putting on Godzilla, bro, literally looked like he should have been in the like UFC or something.
Well, you gotta think. Ghidorah doesn't have any fucking arms, bro.
That boy was
a lot different when he's got just one head and it's no wings and it's just four limbs. It's gonna be a lot different.
Fuck out of Godzilla.
I know how that is. I'm built like Ghidorah. We both have long ass dicks.
Yeah, facts.
When you go to fight somebody, you gotta hit them like a damn giraffe.
Ghidorah did use the heads. Like a giraffe would use a head. He was slapping Godzilla with the heads.
Yeah, I mean, and wrap around them.
Yeah, he wrapped around him a lot.
Yeah. See, he had like a serpent effect.
I mean, his head was long enough to do it, so why the fuck not? Plus, he is, I mean, even though he's an alien, you can see the similarities to a serpent.
Okay, which one would you rather be, Godzilla?
I wouldn't be Destroyer. If I had to pick between one of the major dragon-like titans, I'd be Destroyer. Even though he's not a dragon, he's look-wise similar to a dragon, I'd pick Destroyer.
I gotta think about that one.
Do you think anybody could take over like Godzilla's position? Anybody that...
Ghidorah did. Ghidorah literally did.
I'm saying you think they'll make a movie.
Oh shit! Hold on, I don't mean to cut you off, Cade, but I just remembered something and I don't want to forget it. So, Jamie, there's an interesting theory going around that I'm just gonna call him the Godzilla that ate a star because I can't remember the fucking
Shimo.
Name.
Shimo. Shimo.
Okay, all right, bro. Shimo. So there's a theory that he has ice powers, right?
He does.
Okay, so do you remember Ghidorah was frozen underneath ice? And there was an argument that you can't free something that big unless it was an instantaneous thing. And the theory is that Shimo froze Ghidorah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, if you notice, if you notice in the trailer, bro, you see Godzilla breaking out of a big ass ice rock.
Yeah, he's frozen in there.
So does that mean Shiva already took over before?
That's why
they say Shimo. They say Shimo is the one that started the Ice Age.
So this would this be post Shiva or like before Shiva went on his shit? Would this be after he took over Godzilla and everybody else?
No, so
nobody's saying he took over Godzilla.
Fucking frozen.
Listen. There's usually in every movie there's some type of cave art of any form, either carving or painting or writing that shows when the battle took place. So at some point Ghidorah pops up on Earth and immediately Godzilla does not fuck with it and they begin to fight. Now what the theory is that because there's missing art on that wall in the last movie of the fight and how it ends, it just shows you them fighting and it doesn't show the end, is the end of the fight is somehow they disturb Shimo. He wakes up, freezes Ghidorah immediately, and Godzilla books it. And then somehow comes back around and somebody somehow chains up Shimo.
So what you're telling me is
gonna be Shimo hard. Is controlled by Scar King because Scar King has hollow earth energy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's harnessed hollow earth energy.
You're telling me that basically it's going to be hard as fuck for them to beat him.
Because this is all before King of the Monsters. He
instantly just froze him like it wasn't shit. A Godzilla ran like a bitch and he was just like, freeze, nigga.
Well, none of this could be true.
Yeah, this is a theory of how the story could be put together.
I understand. I mean, it's a good theory though.
It's for the information we have, it's the only one that makes enough sense for who could have done that to Ghidorah.
I mean, as a person that hasn't like gotten into the guys of the multiverse like that a lot, I mean, it already makes sense with all the movies that I've seen, and I've seen almost all of them. So I mean, it's just this newest one. I just stopped watching the new ones because that Godzilla and Kong stuff. I mean, it was a good fight. Yada yada yada, but I mean, it wasn't as appealing as the old stuff. Like,
okay, Cade, you haven't even seen the MonsterVerse. That's what we're talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're talking about.
No, listen,
that universe right there, that exact universe.
I said me not knowing that, and that theory that Jay said, right?
Mm-hmm.
I already it just already makes sense. It's not like something I can really sit there and question unless they drop something in the movie that's just like boom.
Yeah, that's the only way the theory wouldn't make sense is if they drop something in the movie that gives a completely separate explanation.
Well, my prediction is they're going to confirm your theory. I just feel like that's
the they'll visually confirm it, but I think they'll do it via the same way they usually do it, by the cave paintings.
Like some little secret shit you just got to pay attention to.
I think that's how they'll do it because that's how they did. It's like they do cave paintings like the Avengers did Thanos. Nah. Like you have to pay attention to what's in the cave because that's telling you either what just happened to lead up to this movie or what's about to lead up for the next movie.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So Jamie, with all this being said, I don't know if I mentioned this in the last episode, but I mentioned this to you a lot because I don't know if you guys can tell or not, but Destroyer is probably my favorite Titan besides Ghidorah.
I mean, I already mentioned it like fucking three times.
So, because the only reason I keep mentioning it so much is because that was like two movies ago where they released that hydrogen bomb into the water, which is the bomb that creates Destroyer.
Destroyer, not Ghidorah.
So that's two movies ago, and there's another movie coming out. He's got to be coming up soon, right?
Dude, Destroyer.
Yeah,
I'm not 100% sure on that. Like, I can't honestly answer that question for you.
Listen, this is what I'm thinking, right? They do Shimo and Scar King, then they maybe do like Biollante because we know they're not gonna do Anguirus because Anguirus, his people are dead underwater. Biollante would make sense for this current theme that they're going on. They could maybe do some form of Gigan if they want to, or just another mecha like that one dude. I didn't watch
the movie. They can do a mecha Gigan, or they can do the king one, the king fox looking thing. What's his name?
King Fox?
Yeah, he's like a golden fox. He's King Caesar or something, I think.
I don't think I've seen that movie, but I believe I know who you're talking about.
He's comes out of the mountain. I can't remember. But his listen, name.
My point is, those aren't end level titans. We've already gone through Ghidorah twice,
and Ghidorah is a game ending titan, though. You know
he
what
is
I'm saying?
He is the end game titan usually.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
And they're bringing Shimo, who seems like he could one tap Ghidorah. So that's another end game titan. So there can only
I don't think
of really one more.
I honestly don't think Shimo would be able to one tap Ghidorah though.
He had to freeze him instantly.
Here's what I think. I don't necessarily think Shimo is the one that put Ghidorah into that ice.
And then what are you trying to say?
I don't know. Just there's something about it that's like Ghidorah is the. I mean, listen, bro. Even with the cave paintings and Ghidorah is the monster of all monsters. He is
monster
zero. Exactly. Destoroyah. Yeah, Destoroyah is extremely strong. Probably the second after Ghidorah. I don't think like Shimo would have been strong enough. I don't think any like Godzilla and Kong are strong. Yeah, but this isn't Dragon Ball Z where they continuously get stronger. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's what I was saying. But also,
do you think
that Ghidorah is what Godzilla is doing? That is literally.
Yeah,
what
he's evolving. He is evolving, but. Don't get me wrong. I know.
Himself? Huh? You think Ghidorah did it to himself to protect himself? He could
what? Hell think, no. Ghidorah would never.
Yeah, I think Ghidorah, what happened with Ghidorah. Let me see. How can I explain this? I want
to
say.
It has to be instant. So, whatever theory you have to keep in mind that the freezing, no matter who did it, it had to have been cold enough and quick enough to freeze him instantly. Something that big to be frozen the way he was frozen, it has to be instant.
He was on the planet when the Ice Age hit, right?
Yeah.
When Shimo caused the Ice Age.
Oh!
Not necessarily.
You're saying it was indirect.
It could have been indirect, but I'm not necessarily saying that whole it has to be instantly thing is true either. Do you get what I'm saying?
I mean,
Let's say this. So Shimo is this crazy titan, has this ice powers, can turn anything into ice instantly. Ghidorah falls in the water. You know, Ghidorah is fucking 500 something feet. Who knows how much the dude weighs? It's gonna be hard for him to get out of that water with all that pressure. Like, and another thing is, the moment he falls in that water, Shimo could freeze that water. He's done. You know. I mean, I don't know what happened. We'll have to wait for the movie. But I just don't necessarily think that if something did go down between Shimo and Ghidorah, that if we are lucky to witness that, it's not gonna show like strength wise. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna show if Shimo.
Well, no, that's what I was saying earlier. Is I don't believe either of these new titans are strength wise stronger than most of the titans. Like, I don't even believe Scar King to be stronger than Behemoth.
I think he's probably stronger than Behemoth.
Well, I haven't seen any of his powers, but until I see power from him, I don't think that's the case, because I don't think Kong could beat Behemoth unless Kong was using weapons.
But here's the thing. If Behemoth
was that strong...
I haven't
seen Behemoth use a weapon. Or not Behemoth. Scar King use a weapon.
He has that bone whip, but here's the thing about Behemoth.
Bone whip? I haven't seen this.
He has it wrapped around him. If Behemoth was as strong, like, was that strong... You think like Godzilla, like that would put him on an alpha level. You know what I'm saying? If he couldn't beat Kong, if Scar King, that would put him right up there on the level with Ghidorah and Godzilla. And if that was the case, you think they wouldn't go after him? You think like a fight, like they leave Behemoth alone, and he always bows.
Behemoth doesn't do anything. I mean, the only times he's destroyed has been because of his massive fucking tusks.
Like, and Ghidorah.
That's accidental.
When Ghidorah, he did destroy him when Ghidorah called the monsters.
That's true. He was a part of the riot squad.
But listen, both times with Ghidorah and Godzilla, you saw him bow to both of them, Godzilla and Ghidorah. You saw him follow Ghidorah's every beck and call, and at the end of the movie, after Godzilla beat Ghidorah, you see Behemoth bow to Godzilla.
I'm just thinking of it in the sense of, like, if you put a rhino in a room with a rhino-sized gorilla, the rhino would still probably win that. That's how I'm thinking of it, like.
I guess you can't agree with that. I don't think I can agree with that.
If you put rhino in a room with a rhino-sized gorilla.
Uh-huh.
What do you think the gorilla... The skin is too thick, bro.
Okay, no. But listen. I mean, maybe he could break that up. But you also got to think, if that gorilla is the size of a rhino, it's going to be a lot stronger than a normal gorilla, too. Blunt force is how gorillas kill most...
do you think a normal gorilla is in comparison to a rhino? A rhino-sized gorilla would only be like 2.5 times bigger than a regular gorilla.
But listen, gorilla strength comes on their body weight. So if you multiply
their regular strength by like 2.5. It's still not enough to beat a rhino.
I'm very confident that the gorilla would win that.
Okay, well, either way, those fights between a gorilla and a rhino, or Behemoth and Kong, whoever wins that fight is coming out near death, no matter who it is.
I wouldn't even say that. I think maybe a gorilla now, like a normal-sized gorilla, might be able to beat a rhino.
What?
Okay.
Yes.
What?
You gotta think, bro. What can rhinos do? Tell me what can rhinos do. How do they attack?
Have you seen, I'm guessing you haven't seen what a rhino can do. Have you seen the gorilla flip a car like it's paper?
But listen,
you know
what can a rhino do? Yeah.
Bro,
how can a rhino attack? How does a rhino attack you?
Listen, bro. Have you ever seen a gorilla flip a car? They can step on you. They can kick you. They can impale you. What are you talking about?
Here's the thing.
They have a high PSI.
What's gonna happen is that rhino is gonna charge that gorilla, and you know gorillas can climb trees. Gorillas are fast. Gorillas are agile. Gorillas are extremely.
That gorilla is not climbing that fucking rhino, buddy.
He might, bro. And not only that, gorillas.
You can go to YouTube. Listen,
gorillas are smart enough.
You can go to YouTube. You can go to YouTube right now and look up a chimpanzee fighting any sort of four-legged animals. They're not in depth with combat. Like, they don't think that the way we do about combat. It's slash, bash, crush, and slap. There's no, I'm gonna crawl from his horn to his back, get him on the ground, grapple him, snap his neck, rip off his horn, beat my chest, and scream at the sky. He's not thinking about all that
Jamie,
I did a little research while y'all was talking. The full strength of a African rhino is 8,000 pounds. A silverback is 4,000.
I told you, you can multiply it 2.5 and it still wouldn't be enough.
No, Jay, he said
8,000
for the rhino.
4,000.
To know 4,000.
And then,
if you were to multiply that by 2.5, it would be bigger.
A regular gorilla, while a well trained man can only lift 855 pounds, a silverback can go up to, he can bench up to that 4,000. But that's
it. Say the numbers again.
So I looked up African rhino, African rhino says over 8,000 pounds of force. Right? You go back to a silverback gorilla,
it's 4,000.
Is 4,000, which would be 1,800 kilograms.
Okay, so you put 2.5. I still believe, even if you gave him a 2.5 multiplier, he's coming out of that fight.
Silverbacks are incredibly strong and can lift over 17. It's 1,763 pounds, so 800 kilograms of dead weight.
Dead weight.
Okay, so now you're not making no damn sense.
No, I'm saying.
No. Listen.
If he were to fight the rhino would be moving, right? It wouldn't be dead already.
He's saying because the rhino, you also, like you were saying, what does a rhino do to attack? That's also one of its biggest factors. It's charge.
It's
so what Cade is saying is, yeah, a gorilla can lift all that, but if a rhino is charging at it, their gorilla won't have the strength to even stop it once it started.
Have to cut that in half. You would have to cut that strength because that's a moving target. If he had a standstill target, he can only do 1,700 pounds.
That's why I asked you if you ever seen a gorilla flip a car, because gorillas can't do it. Like rhinos will toss a Jeep like paper.
Okay, look up.
I've seen YouTube videos.
Look what animal would win in a fight, Cade.
That was my next Google.
I mean, yeah, you could look that up. I'm pretty sure somebody's answered that somewhere. Niggas be bored at colleges, bro.
Facts.
Or just high. A gorilla or rhino. And I put African rhino because those were the strongest species of rhino.
Well, Jamie, let me ask you this. Who do you think wins in a fight between a tiger and a gorilla?
Okay, hold on.
Oh, man, that's hard because tigers are extremely precise. And if it gets its claws anywhere near that gorilla's throat, it's dead. But gorillas are so powerful and, like, they're a beast. But tigers are no fucking punk bitches either, man. That's a hard one. I don't know.
But gorillas also are, like, I think the hardest thing for me when it comes to siding with gorillas is they're not as brutal as a chimpanzee. Like, if you see a gorilla fight compared to a chimpanzee fight, even if it's to the death, the chimpanzee is ripping out throats, nuts, eyes, smashing skulls, while a gorilla is punching you, running away, running back, punching you, slamming you, running away, dragging you, running back, and slamming you again. It's like, can the gorilla grab this massive animal and do that same thing to something two times bigger?
Well, I get what you're saying.
I got results. So, basically, the question hasn't fully been answered because obviously that fight wouldn't really happen.
I don't know why, but
I'm looking at people who side with what, and I'm gonna be honest, there's more sides with the gorilla only because of defense. So the people are saying that gorillas are like chimps. They're smart, right? They know what they're doing. They know the thumbs and stuff. But
they're not as smart as chimps, though.
But I'm saying that people are saying, I guess, that gorillas already have that gorilla warfare in their brains. So that's not true.
You can look this up, bro. If you look it, bro. If you go anywhere and watch primate behavior, chimpanzees and there's some other type of smaller monkey, those are the most clan war aggressive types of primate there are other than humans. Gorillas, they are smart, they are strong, they do fight, they do war sometimes, but they are not anywhere near the level of a chimpanzee. So these people are constantly thinking like, well, think of a chimpanzee. It's the same thing with the gorilla. It's really not.
Well, the argument for the rhinos, would be due to whatever environment they would be fighting in. Say they was in somehow a bullpen where there's a enclosed environment and one could get back into a corner. Now,
I don't like this poll. These people are thinking stupid. We're not talking like you literally get a small fucking 20 by 20 room and put a gorilla. We mean in there's nowhere else for them to go somehow, but it is still out in the wild, but they have to fight.
So here's my question. Is it in the plains or is it in forest? If it's in the forest, I'm going gorilla. If it's in the plains, I'll go rhino.
When I visualize it, I visualize both. I visualized a half and half.
Okay, it says the rhino is much heavier, faster, and happier to fight than a gorilla.
That's how you're supposed to think.
With its horn or lower teeth, because rhinos got
almost have a super high PSI.
They almost have a 1-ton PSI. That's how strong they can bite. for one.
Yeah, I knew it was high, but I didn't know it was that high.
Yeah, no, it's fucking, it's like they could take a chunk out of a fucking elephant type thing.
You know, but what's crazy with that statement too? Elephants like no diff rhinos.
Elephants no diffs everything.
No, there's recorded fights. Elephants will toss rhinos around like they're
done. I mean, bro, they also got a height advantage like a motherfucker. So
it's the trunk. That shit has so much force behind it. It's unreal.
Okay, but to continue it, it says a rhino could impale and throw a gorilla, resulting in a win. Neither gorilla species would be able to defect either rhino species. So they're saying any species of gorilla, silverback, all that, manglewood, all that, they can't be an African anything, Asian rhino, none of that. They're saying any race of rhino can be any race of gorilla.
I agree with the end statement, but I could see why Jamie would come out of it disagreeing, because I don't like their logic behind a lot of their reasoning. Like I said before, you can't really, like, you can down a baseline level, but when it comes to specific behaviors and patterns of behavior, you can't compare a chimpanzee to a fucking silverback gorilla. You also can't just force them in a 20 by 20 by 20 room and say, all right, this is all the space you have. Because then there's no space to fight. These are massive creatures.
Well, we just got to save up money and buy an elephant or fucking, I mean, not elephant, a rhino and a gorilla.
I would never do that. I would buy
fucking tiger, like,
especially after you announced it over the phone.
PETA, if you hear me, that was just a joke. I would never.
All right, but let's get on to the next topic. We've been talking about this before break. We're already at an hour.
Let's open the notebook.
Bro, it doesn't matter how long we talk about a fucking topic. We've been behind on episodes. It does not matter, bro.
Open the notebook.
All right, the next one is UFC. And there's a bit to talk about in this one. So we can talk about it quickly because there are a number of other topics, or we can talk about it for however long, but it's going to have to
UFC 300.
We can talk about the old one or the new one coming up, but either way, y'all are going to have to inform me of most of this information because I wasn't able to watch the last one because I missed it. I only saw highlights, and I haven't heard what y'all have apparently heard about this next one.
See, I don't know fully everything about this next one, so I'm not gonna speak in confidence.
I know multiple ones coming out. Like, there's multiple ones coming out. Like, there's one with it's McGregor versus Chandler. That fight's happening. What's another one? Driscus and what's his name?
Sean Strickland. That fight's happening.
I think they're trying to set Kamaru Usman up with the fight. I think it's the Dagestanian dude they're trying to set him up with. Leon's about to fight.
The one eye? No way.
Yeah, one eye. Yeah.
He's already.
No way.
He's already climbed his way up, dog. He's knocked off, like. I mean, Usman's
dropped off. He's lost his last three fights in a row now. So. Usman's kind of wild.
UFC 300 fight card. Yuri versus Alexander, whatever the fuck, Rocky. And that's in the light heavyweight division. And you got Calvin Kattar versus Amarin Sterling in the featherweight division. And then you got Bo Nickel,
yeah.
Versus Cody Burdad in the middleweights. That's in the middleweights. Those are the only ones I can find right now. Those are like guaranteed.
Yeah, I only knew Yuri.
But there's talk of McGregor. Here's the talk about McGregor versus Chandler, Dustin Poirier versus Nate Diaz.
What?
Yep, that's what it says. UFC 300 insisted him.
I mean, he did just call them out.
What Poirier said, unfortunately, Poirier recently claimed the fight would not materialize.
Well, Jamie was telling me in one of our episodes, after that BFT title fight, that
BMF.
BMF, yeah. Nate Diaz had a bunch of choice words about Poirier and Gaethje, apparently.
Well, this next fight I would want to watch really bad. It's Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway.
Oh shit!
That sounds like an awesome fight, bro.
It's likely to happen. Holloway called out Gaethje for a lightweight BMF title.
Oh no!
For UFC 300, but here's the bad news. Gaethje's holding out right now because he wants the light heavyweight championship fight with Islam.
I bet.
I think he'll say that though. Islam probably doesn't want to fight him.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Everybody in the UFC and WWE universe will go crazy. Brock Lesnar returns.
No, he doesn't.
It says there is a chance, fan desire, speculation, still in the works of former champions coming back, but it would certainly be a big coup for the UFC.
Brock Lesnar is not coming back to the UFC.
Well, I was saying that, and Ronda Rousey might. And I have
Ronda Rousey, bro, she literally retired twice. She retired from WWE and UFC.
All they're trying to do is bring back. I knew they were going to bring back old people, but I don't think that's actually who they're going to bring.
That's you the worst thing they could. Bro, don't bring back Ronda Rousey right now, bro.
WWE are like partners now.
Yeah, but she went out horribly, bro. Terrible.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Twice.
Like, she one got of the worst out ways you could go out of the company.
Yeah, but then in her defense, she had to fight Holly Holmes. And then fucking Amanda Nunes right after.
There's only three.
She also went into both those fights cocky, overconfident. Like, though, you can't blame anybody for losing those fights but her. Like, okay, you can't feel bad for her.
Okay, I'm on the UFC's official website. This is UFC 300's official website. We got Leon Edwards. Who did he just fight?
Kobe Covington.
Kobe Covington.
Okay, so he would be going against Belahi Muhammad.
Belahi Muhammad.
Okay, and then you got the nigga with the ponytail versus.
There's a lot of niggas with ponytails, bro.
Jiffy Mart, whatever fucking pro.
Yuri.
Box. Yeah, Yuri. Yeah.
Jiffy. Oh, no.
Okay. Anyway, against Alexander, that big dude I was talking about, Racky.
Uh-huh.
And then you got Calvin Kattar versus Amaj. And then it's got Bo Nickel versus Cody. And then we're going down. Yeah, that Nate Diaz fight's a thing.
Bro, there...
But, I mean, that's it. There's more to be released, is what it's saying.
I'm really John starting Jones. To have mixed feelings about... Yeah, what's up with John Jones?
Him and Stipe are gonna fight.
Isn't he still out of injury though?
Yeah, John Jones got injured too, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Isn't he still out on injury?
Yeah.
He's in like rehab. Well, not like actual rehab. Like he does rehabilitation for his injury.
Bro, is it just me, or is it like this era of bringing older fighters back for these one last fights where maybe they go out on top but every single one of them loses? I'm just like, I can't keep seeing it, bro.
You know who John Jones' next fight is going to be against, right? Like 100% he's not fighting anybody until it's this person.
What?
Who are you asking, me or Kate?
Both of y'all.
A shot, Stipe.
Huh?
Is it Stipe?
Did you say his last or his next?
His next fight is 100% going to be Stipe.
Yeah, you told me that a while ago.
Yeah, which is whack because Stipe's old.
Yo, that's bro. This is
Stipe
what I'm
is
saying.
Not the same fighter.
Dude, I
neither is Nate fucking Diaz.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't know, man. The thing is Poirier and Nate are around the same age, though.
Yeah, but
but Nate also isn't constantly fighting like Poirier is.
Yeah, and Poirier keeps up with his shit. Like,
The last time we saw Nate in fighting of any form, wasn't he boxing one of the Paul brothers?
Yeah, and he was putting niggas in headlocks.
And he lost, and he put him in a headlock the whole time. So, like, I don't want to see it, bro, because if he goes out bad, that's another one that just went out terribly.
I also see it as if you put Nate Diaz, if you take Dustin Poirier and put him in the same boxing match, he would win that.
Honestly, against Jake Paul, I think Jake Paul might have a bit more power.
Well, I mean, he's younger.
Nate or Poirier?
I think Jake might have a... Bro, plug up your phone then, my nigga.
I can't. I'm in a concluded place to where I'm not around people. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have a plug-in. I'm outside. Well, I went down into the basement, but there's still no plug-in.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, our co-star Jamie is homeless.
I'm not homeless. Yeah.
This nigga apparently doesn't know how to do anything, so we're gonna have to cut the podcast early at some point because he's upset and refuses to charge his phone in some way.
No, bro, I just do not want to go into an area with somebody else's and interrupt me. Like, I don't want to have to, like, you know, be talking to a phone and then somebody think I'm talking to them and then they try to talk to me. So I'm in a
secure. Well, I would rather have that happen than us constantly put out half-baked episodes after 5 months.
Well, if someone wants to be nice and generous and donate Jameson a damn portable charger, that
nobody is going to do that, bro.
Listen, bro, y'all can continue without me. It's not the end of the world. What? You hear me?
Well, somebody told this nigga to shut the fuck up. Somebody in the Q&A. Don't even ask a question. Just tell Jamie to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So, what were the big standout fights from the last one, other than Covington?
I'm gonna keep it a bit with you, bro. I didn't even watch the card like that.
It wasn't really anything appealing to watch. That's why I only watched the Kobe fight.
I didn't even... That Kobe's fights, like, he's so boring, bro, and I don't...
I mean, yeah, I only really watched him for this bullshit he be talking. I didn't know he would go crazy this time. And
I had to see what Patty was going to do, and I had to watch Elka Kui.
He beat the fuck out of Ferguson.
He said, I'm going to go to David Goggins, and I'm going to tell him who's carrying the fucking bait.
I saw that.
Is what I was saying earlier, is I just don't get it anymore. Like, why? This is basically like you resurrect a fucking skeleton and tell him to fight your youngest, strongest warrior.
Well, I also think some of them want it because, I mean, you take that fight
mentality. Tony Ferguson definitely wants it.
Well, if you take that fight mentality, them fighters have been fighting for years. Years and years and years. You think they really want to change that shit once they get, like, in their groove, they're used to it. That's all they know is fighting.
I mean, plus, not to mention, a win over Tony Ferguson doesn't look too bad on a resume.
Yeah.
Or legacy, whatever you want to say it.
I mean, because Tony did a lot, too. Even with
he had like a 12-fight winning streak, dude.
Even in the Tough Series, when Tony was in the Tough Series, he was still busting shit out, beating people up. He was with his shit. He had that fight. He had that dog in him. That's what it all comes down to.
I get it, but at the same time, a part of my say in pride is also like, can you really boast that you beat a out of prime, out of shape, like, warrior? Like, sure, you could beat fucking Hercules, but could you say you beat Hercules if he was one-armed, blind, crippled, and he was 6 billion years old and couldn't lift his fingers?
Yeah, it comes down to, like, saying, like, oh, dude.
It doesn't matter what's wrong with the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's not as impressive as, like, you know, somebody beating a prime Tony Ferguson, but
What rings better? I beat a prime Ferguson or I beat a distraught Tony Ferguson?
Listen, when people talk about it, they don't talk about Tony Ferguson being in his prime. They say so-and-so has a win over Tony Ferguson, and then that's it.
I literally said, for me personally, I can't connect with it.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, it comes down
to... I don't either.
To me, it comes down to what sounds better. I beat a prime Tony Ferguson, or I beat a washed up Tony Ferguson that just refuses to stop fighting.
It's not even what sounds better to me. It's what mentally feels better in my head. Like, I cannot be like, hell yeah, I beat the fuck out of an old ass Tony Ferguson. I just can't.
I mean, everybody wants that. I beat the prime best guy. Like, if I was.
It doesn't even have to be prime. It could be before prime Tony Ferguson, and I'd still accept that more than I would accept saying that I beat someone who is far out, who should not be fighting.
Exactly. I agree with that. He shouldn't be fighting.
Like, you cannot say, okay, so Kate, it's like this. When I would always tell you guys, I don't fight people smaller than me because there's no point in it because I get nothing out of it. This is the same thing. You get nothing from saying, I beat a guy who shouldn't be fighting.
Well, that's kind of like what I was trying to say, though. I meant like in your head, what sounds better to you? I just beat a prime, like, say I just beat a prime McGregor. I would be ecstatic, you know what I'm saying? But if I beat a McGregor that already came off of a leg break and all that, and
there was no check.
It looks a little fishy to fight. I mean, and he can't keep his guard up. Then, I mean, to me, it just, in my head, I would be content with I beat a prime somebody or beat somebody after they just beat a champion. Like, I beat Alex Pereira. He beat Adesanya twice before. If I won against him, I would be ecstatic.
He's beaten Adesanya like 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
My point at the end of the day isn't the fact that prime, no prime, old or not. It's whether or not they should be or can fight. If they cannot or shouldn't be, there's no reason you should be bragging about it.
Well, they shouldn't have ever bought. You remember when they just recently bought Glover back?
Oh.
And he won? And he fucking won?
Yeah, bro, well, beat Jan and won the belt. The light heavyweight.
Yeah, and he won the belt? That to me was scripted. I'm sorry. But Jan is much younger and much stronger than that old ass Glover Teixeira.
Not to mention, Yana just got done beating Israel Adesanya.
I mean, you also got to see who Glover fought back then. He was fighting all the, you know, he fought Dan Fry and all the big
top. Well, the rules were also a lot different back then as well.
Well, yeah, when Dan
Fry. Like, the whole climate was different.
Yeah, the win after you won back then, your prize was being able to go fight another dude after that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where fighting was fighting, but I was really young back then when it was actually good UFC. I mean,
it's don't good get now.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like it should be a tournament sport. I feel like that's how
Hell no.
People get beat the fuck up, man.
Well, hell no.
That's dude. How you see if someone's really like that. And I feel
dude,
like.
Dude, you're literally, saying, what you're asking for, quite literally, is a coliseum. Yes, you're asking, no, listen.
It could
what
kill
you're asking
people.
For. Is illegal. There's a reason that people don't do the Roman Colosseums anymore. People will die, and once one person dies, once the next person dies, then someone's gonna say something. They're gonna be like, yo, there's a pattern of dead people. Are you parading dead people? And you can't say no, because the whole point is to keep going. If you die, you die. Last man is last man. You can't, this society isn't gonna accept that ever.
I mean, yeah, because there's a whole bunch of yuppies. But I mean, I'm not saying that's going to be a thing. It'll never be a thing, but it's more like, to me, it's more appealing as in it shows the true warrior. And I feel like if it really came down to it, Tony Ferguson would be the one of the last guys standing.
Hell no.
No,
I can't, bro. Because listen. For me, bro, no. I cannot accept beating somebody unless I've beaten them at their best.
I mean,
like, it just doesn't sit right with me. Like it's not something. I eat myself over it. You know, like, damn. You know, I didn't fight them at their best. So, like, what if they had this? Could they have beaten me? And if so, it's like, you know, I want to prove. Like, I don't want anybody giving me no shortcut or anything like that, bro. I want you at your best, nothing less. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just want to fight somebody when they're at their top, but not after they just got their ass beat or after being fatigued after beating someone's ass.
Exactly. I don't want to come running up behind somebody after he just got done defending off 2 people from trying to jump him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's valid. That makes sense.
I want you at your best. I want you energized. I want you fresh. And then, you know, I want to do the damage to you.
Bro, I just really quickly have to disagree with the statement that if this were like still a tournament setup, that Tony Ferguson would be one of the last people, prime or current, Tony Ferguson would be one of the last. Tony doesn't have a tank.
Well, I don't think
there's like empty gas tank, full gas tank, big tank. Tony doesn't have one.
Well, I just said that just because every time that he's gotten knocked down and beat the fuck up, right? He refuses to stop fight. Tony just doesn't stop. I'm just saying, like,
but if the points but if the point system still works the same, and the only difference is it's a tournament, Tony Ferguson, his record isn't the prettiest record of all time. He wouldn't survive that far on.
So would Habib?
The way he wrestles, honestly, probably. Like, I dislike Habib thoroughly. But the way he wrestles, if there was weight limits in this tournament and it wasn't like a open weight tournament, I think he would be like at the very least semifinals.
Okay, Habib is over. He's overrated, bro.
It's just his wrestling. It's so like
it's nasty. It's but this dude had like maybe
airs, dog.
He only had 3 title defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, literally, and that was against Poirier, McGregor, and Gaethje,
mm-hmm.
which all are amazing fighters, but
okay, I mean, John Jones.
That was he only fought him once. Poirier. Yeah, that was prime Gaethje and Poirier. It was a wash to McGregor though.
My final answer is the one to win it, John Jones. Final answer, leave it.
All right, you're dick sucking.
I think
in an open weight, or in a closed weight.
Okay, if we did open weight, I would have to like actually like think about that because there's a lot
let's
of.
Let's just go. Let's do our weight classes. real quick.
Okay,
but I have no idea what he just said. I'm not gonna lie, blank.
Weight class goats.
Yeah,
we'll start with our specific weight class or our specific goats for each weight class.
For each weight class.
Yeah, go to bantamweight first. Go to the bottom weight class at the top.
Who the fuck is in bantamweight?
Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse. That's the really the only
That's
answer.
That's the only
there.
Person you could really.
Kill. I don't like Mighty Mouse.
Then yeah, but we're talking about
just
goats.
Say Cody. Just say Cody, bro.
Do not say Cody Garbrandt.
Cody Garbrandt is bantamweight.
Yeah, T.J. Dillashaw, Henry Cejudo.
I'll say Cody Garbrandt. Cody Garbrandt.
Cody Garbrandt is your bantamweight goat.
Because no. I don't fuck with none of the other bands. I really just don't like them personality-wise. Bro.
Yeah,
so
but we're talking about goats. We're not talking about who you like. We're talking about who's the greatest of that division. And Cody
Garbrandt. I don't watch them, and you said personal goats, so I can do whatever the fuck I want to.
I said Triple C.
It's Mighty Mouse, bro.
I'm saying Cody Garbrandt because he's the only bantamweight I fuck with.
Okay. Okay. Right. Featherweight.
McGregor.
No.
McGregor is featherweight.
No, that's what I'm about to ask. Are we doing based off of what he is now or what he was? Because he was featherweight and other shit. So I mean,
let's do what they are now. Because a lot of people have gone through a lot of weight classes.
Okay. So if we're still on featherweight, then and I can't say McGregor, I'll go Jose Aldo.
Is O'Malley featherweight?
Oh yeah, O'Malley's featherweight.
I'm going O'Malley.
I wouldn't say O'Malley, but Jose got.
Jose Aldo is really good. Jose Aldo.
I mean, besides getting 22nd chopped up by McGregor.
Yeah, but he went undefeated for 12 years before McGregor did him like that.
That's also where I'm getting at, so I'm going to have to go Aldo.
I'm saying O'Malley because I fuck with him more.
Well, he is a dog. He is a beast.
Lightweight now?
Lightweight.
For me, for lightweight, I honestly am going to say Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, Justin Gaethje.
That dude has been the most electrifying, and okay, I'm going to put you on the ground. For welterweight, I'm going to say Kamaru Usman.
Hold on. I didn't get my light.
Oh, you didn't get your light?
Justin Gaethje, yeah. Makes sense.
Bro, so at least one, we have all mutually agreed, and it's the lightweight division.
I mean, you just got to look at how he fights. He's just he knows what the fuck he's doing. He's not one of these people out here like begging for a championship. He knows he's capable of getting it. He's just
a spectacle. He is a spectacle.
And he backflips off the fucking shit every time he dog walks. You know,
he's the highlight reel, man. But
so what's next? Welterweight.
I'm saying Kamaru Usman.
What is welterweight? 150?
175.
Give me 175. Well, shit. I was going to say Woodley, but not current Woodley. Fuck no.
Wait, can it be people that's like...
It has to be currently what they're at. That's why I said I wasn't going to pick Woodley.
Is it current fighters or are we doing
Woodley's like... still at welterweight though?
He's not what he was back then when he was at welterweight.
So yeah, but we're talking about at their prime. Yeah, at any time.
George, all right, I'm going to go Tyrone Woodley.
I'm going GSP.
Oh, fuck! Okay, I'm switching my answer.
It was either going to be GSP or Matt Hughes.
I'm switching my answer to GSP.
I'm still saying Usman.
No,
Kamaru Usman, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's your opinion. You got, but
I mean, Kamaru did beat Woodley.
Bad, but let's get to middleweight.
I'd say GSP beats Usman.
I don't think GSP does.
I do.
Well, that's why they're your goats.
True. All right, what's next?
Middleweight.
Middleweight.
Anderson Silva, dog.
Middleweight is such a weird weight.
I mean, I
guess that's why it's called middleweight.
I'm going to say the greatest middleweight of all time is Israel Adesanya.
He's a close second, but I got to say the spider himself.
I do like Anderson.
He created the Spartan kick, dog.
Name some what? The fuck did you, bro? I'm not even gonna acknowledge. No, name some. Name some middleweights for me, real quick.
Johnny Hendricks.
Chris Weidman.
Yeah, Chris Weidman, Luke Rockhold, Paulo Costa.
The
Soldier of God, Romero.
I'm gonna have to go with Yoel Romero.
BJ Penn.
Chael Sonnen.
Chael Sonnen, Michael Bisping.
No, not Michael Bisping. If we're going for handicap fighters, then Michael.
Yeah, I'm going with Yoel Romero, the Soldier of God.
Got you.
He is strong as hell, bro. Doctors and didn't then, what he was made
out of. Yeah, it's that Cuban research shit they said.
Yeah, they said he had an extra vertebrae or some shit in his neck.
Yeah.
He has two necks, doc.
Something like that.
It's like he had an extra something in his neck, which is why his neck was too wide for them to do some type of procedure on it.
He was like, yeah. I love you, Mike.
And it was already healing. Yeah. Let's go to heavyweight.
Heavyweight? Greatest heavyweight of all time?
Yeah.
John Bones Jones.
I say Stipe. Oh, light heavyweight, John Jones, yeah.
Light heavyweight, I say John Jones, too.
Okay, now, heavyweight?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to go with, it's controversial, I'm going to go with DC.
Daniel Cormier. What about you, Jay?
I know this doesn't make sense, but he's going to have to be Mark Hunt, bro.
Mark Hunt. Oh, I'm going Stipe.
Mark Hunt, bro. I fucking love Mark Hunt, bro.
The man from down under.
Stipe.
I fucking love Mark Hunt, bro.
He's got that jaw.
He's got a jaw and a fucking cannon to back it up, bro.
Yeah, that right hand that he would pull back and then hit you with, bro. It pushed people back before. And when he boxed,
he could take a punishment, man.
That's what he was most, other than like Rotang, he's the other guy known for taking the most amount of like straight shot punches to the fucking jaw and just shrugging it off.
Yeah, he would block punches with his face and then knock you out with one shot.
Yeah, bro. Gaethje, Rotang, and Mark Hunt, they block punches with their fucking face.
Gaethje is just an aggressive fucking man. He's always going for the kill, dude.
And I think that that's why I think his arms just aren't up fast enough for there to be a block. So I think he's planned it out in a way where he's like, even if I have to take a punch, let me be in a position where I can roll with it enough that it doesn't hit straight on. And if it does, I have a chin to back it up.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, I think that's good. Unless there's anything else.
No, that's it for me, man.
All right. Well, I'm going to mention some future detailed episodes really quickly that I'm going to specifically bring to talk about. So I'm gonna bring in stuff like The Boy in the Box. I don't know if either of you have heard about that, but
I haven't.
Basically, it was a like 100-plus-year-old mystery of a boy who was found dead in a box with no identification, no missing report, no nothing. There's Spring-Heeled Jack, which I'm not even going to say anything about. I'm just going to leave it at the name for those of you who know. Cool. For those of you who don't, even better.
Please drop Please drop it.
Listen, bro. There's the Wow Signal, which I think a lot of people know about, and then also a lot of people don't know about. It's scientifically one of the most well-known cases of extraterrestrial life. It is a radio signal received back to us, thought from another civilization. And then there's one Jamie might have heard of. If not, I know you'll probably like it. There is the Bloop, which is also a sort of radio frequency sort of thing, picked up on a radio signal. It's thought of basically like some sort of deep sea anomaly that we will get into on some episode. And then the most recent episode we'll probably talk about Epstein Island.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's on you to do your research though, because you're gonna have to be the one with the facts.
Yeah. I want to figure out, just as a snippet, I want to figure out if one of my idols was actually there, because I refuse that. So
I refuse to believe Stephen Hawking.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I think the email is trying to say he didn't, but the nigga just can't type. I think that's what
he didn't have Siri on.
We'll talk about that on the episode. Save all that for the episode.
All right. So I think that's it.
I believe so.
I can't give you guys, like, I'll say we won't take 4 months to upload another one. If it passes a month and a half, I'll upload one by myself if I have to. Other than that, I can't give you a specific date, but there will be one decently soon.
Yeah, hopefully within 2 weeks.
Hopefully. We'll try for within 2 weeks.
Or if we can. If we can, we can drop weekend podcasts.
That's what we told them we were going to try to do, but Jamie just can't keep up with that shit, so.
Well, it's because I was working a couple of weekends
I mean, it's up to viewers, too, but we could do some podcasts without the full cast.
No, I agree.
But
Jay has to be in it, so.
Yeah, the podcast is linked. It's technically owned by me because I couldn't link Jamie.
But that's what I'm saying. One day, it might be like a Jamie day if I have to work, or it might be like the example.
I agree.
Well, how about this? If, like, let's say next week and a half, if we're going to do another episode and for some reason you can't show up, since it's Epstein Island and since it's something that isn't directly something you immediately want to talk about or something directly involved with what you usually bring to the table, I can be here with him and he can be the one leading the episode and I'll just be in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've already been looking at stuff, but I have a bigger break tomorrow at work, so
there's like an 8,000-page
it's crazy. I'm not reading the whole thing. I'll audiobook that bitch if I got to.
No, that's good. Just make sure you have your research and we'll get everything planned out, you know, hopefully get one out for you soon enough. Hopefully all three of us can be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how it goes.
Yep. Well,
but anyways,
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Really quickly, I will be streaming, I think, this weekend. I've already stated my socials on multiple episodes. Look back to them for that.
Yeah, we're going to try and get on there, too.
Yeah, if we don't upload, we will all probably be on a stream together. So ask us about it there. We'll give you an update. And that's it for me.
And I'll try to make another social media account for all of us. That way we just have an extra way for Aircase fans, viewers want to get a hold of us, have anything. And maybe in future episodes, we can bring in people with opinions.
Jamie, yeah. Bro, no, bro. You two got to stop doing that.
No, all right.
We mean, out, bro. We're mean,
out. We're done.
Mean,
we're out. We're out. Yeah. We're done. We're out.
Peace,
we're done.
Peace.
Wrap it.